It's 84 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Gwenifer Roller, the overlord of old books on Front Street. Oh, she rolls her eyes. She's here because next week is Bloomsday, Tuesday, June 16th. From 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., a marathon reading of Ulysses by James Joyce will be underway at Old Books on Front Street. Thank you for being here today, Gwenifer.
Thank you for having me, Gina. And unfortunately, my staff probably does agree that I am an overlord.
The overlord is here. For folks who don't know why you're an overlord, we'll talk about that later if we have time. But for folks who don't know or who have forgotten from year to year, what is Bloomsday, Gwenifer?
Bloomsday is the annual international celebration of James Joyce and his masterwork, Ulysses. The entire book takes place on one day, which is June 16th, and the main character is Leopold Bloom. And so it has become known as Bloomsday. It started in Ireland. People would go to all the locations in the book, eat all the food that's mentioned, dress up as the characters, reenact the scenes, and it has slowly spread across the world, and there are literally all-day-long marathon readings all around the world to celebrate the work. We have done some interesting things in the past. We did a marathon reading 4 years ago, and then we had Bloomsday fell on Father's Day 1 year, and I was like, I'm not asking people to leave their families to celebrate James Joyce. We'll skip here. And then we did a selection from the play 1 year, and then last year, I don't know if you remember, Gina, but we had a puppet show
that you
performed of part of the play within the book. And we're going back and picking up around page 134, 135, which is where we left off with the marathon reading from 4 years ago.
Ah.
And we're going to keep reading. If we get through another 130-some pages, I will be thrilled. We have about 20 people scheduled who are on the docket. We still have spots for other people. We're assuming that there will be a couple of people who are walking down Front Street and just feel the urge to read some Joyce and share the beauty of the English language and also the odd little world of Joycean language and come
it
in.
It is. I tell you, I full disclosure to our listeners, I love Bloomsday. And
so do I.
You know, the language, I did do part of the reading, I guess, 4 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. came in, and that was so, it's so delightful to read that language out loud because it is stream of consciousness.
It's very musical.
And,
it's
yeah.
very rhythmic. And actually, you know, we had readers 4 years ago ranging in age from 6 to 70. And my favorite reader was Abel Zuckerman,
Abel
who would
Zuckerman.
Have been about 8 or 9 mm-hmm. at the time. And of all the adults, you know, adults are adults, and so we have all the things we bring with us. Mm. But besides having been on stage most of his life, Abel is just, he's so with what he does. And he immediately caught on to the musicality of the words. And he realized, I think unconsciously, but in his performance of what he was reading, he got the song that Joyce was composing with this book, and it was my favorite part of the day.
And see, I think that's what the beginner's mind idea is right there. But because it is stream of consciousness, if you are conscious, you're going to plug right into it, and you know, all of a sudden you're just on that train,
right?
And you're just going with it, yeah. And the puppet show last year, that was great fun. We got to do something.
That was remarkable.
It was.
Thank you.
Now, yeah, you do good stuff. Now, this year, it is a reading, so there are spaces. Folks will pop in.
You're welcome to call the bookstore and reserve a spot. We're asking people to read for about 10 minutes. If you feel moved to read for longer, that's great. If you get up there, you get 3 minutes into it, and you're like, oh, I'm done. That's fine. Nobody is pressuring you. We want it to be fun. In addition.
Yeah, tell us about the treats.
Yeah, well, you can't ask people to come read aloud and not feed them. So we're going to have Guinness cake from the Celtic Cat Bakery. If you've ever been to the Harp, Betsy of the Celtic Cat Bakery does all the desserts for the Harp, and she makes a Guinness cake that will knock your socks off. And then the Scoop is making us Irish hot dogs, which are corned beef and cabbage hot dogs, which will be there. And then we're going to put out a jar for one of our favorite Irish dogs who is named Chase. He's a golden retriever who's had to have both of his ACLs replaced in the front. And we're just going to try to help out a little bit with his vet bills.
Fundraise for the Irish dog. eat some Irish dogs.
Yes. Oh my God.
And some Guinness cake. I've had that Guinness cake and it's delightful.
It is.
For folks who don't know about James Joyce, because he's not the most, he is a very significant figure in the history of literature. But for folks who haven't read James Joyce or don't understand, why are people all about this? Tell us about his significance.
Well, Joyce is an interesting character in literary history. Ulysses is a very special book for two major reasons. First, it is considered the birth of the modern novel. It is considered the birth of the stream of consciousness novel. Much of what Faulkner, for example, did really came from what Joyce was doing. And secondly, it is one of the most banned books in the English language, and was the subject of major litigation in the United States. And the guys are walking in and out of a brothel at various times during this day. And then, of course, there's the big scene at the end, Molly Bloom's soliloquy, which we haven't gotten to yet. And it might take us another 4 or 5 years to read that far. But that was when it was published, it was considered to be one of the most scandalous things that had been written that had made it out of the underground press into the wider world of reading.
You know, I'm trying to think if I even know what's wrong with that soliloquy. To the modern reader,
it's very nothing.
It's just so tame.
But yeah, but in the early 1900s, right. it was a bit more than most people were expecting to encounter on the page, which is why the book was published in France and smuggled into the United States.
I love the book smuggling.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Folks, this is Gwenifer Roller here. She's telling us about Bloomsday. It's on Tuesday of next week, June 16th. Bloomsday is always on June 16th.
16th, yeah.
Marathon reading, what time?
10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Please come join us. You can read, you can listen, definitely enjoy some great food and good fellowship.
Thanks for being with us today. Always fun stuff at Old Books.
Thank you, Gina.
Coming up next on 91.3, it's The State of Things. And here on Classical HQR, the music continues.